So the Lord governs by means of spirits, influences through spirits and angels. I mean, that's the general principle. Divine Providence talks a lot about freedom in the section on the laws of providence. And what struck me about that is that the main focus of the discussion is being left in freedom to act on our evils. I just had never really seen that before. And it's the whole discussion about, you know, you can only repent of what is seen. So the Lord is managing, I would say micromanaging, that whole process in terms of what we are given to be made aware of and what remains unconscious, because whatever we're made aware of is only what we are able to actually respond to and work from. But we always remain in that sense of freedom. And part of that sense of freedom is the belief that the thoughts and feelings originate with ourselves. That is an act of freedom, or that is freedom at work, because to think or to be given a direct sensation of it being otherwise takes away our freedom. So we're managed. Everything is managed in that sense. So there are two things that seems to be the modus operandi of the proprium, and that is to possess what is another's as its own. And then the other aspect is defensiveness, to defend and justify to the hilt that which it possesses is its own, or that which it thinks it possesses is its own. And what the text here is doing in an incremental way, in a gradual way, because, you know, we've all had an experience of this. It's confronted us. It's shifted things in us. But the belief that we have life in ourselves is really strong. It's probably the most difficult thing to overcome. And so the text has served here as just stepping us forward that little bit further. And I love the idea that we flip-flop and then we just flip back into going our merry way, living as if life is our own until we're confronted next time. What a testimony to the need for truth in the form of a text to place us in front of this in a way in which one of the things that really strikes me about text is that, you know, in terms of divine revelation, is that we are left in total freedom. We can read this, and what we do with it is totally over to us. And that's a manifestation of freedom. I also think the text is a form of the Lord's divine providence. It's the Lord's provision for the salvation of the human race, because it leaves freedom and rationality intact, or the ability for a person to act in freedom from their rational, from their understanding of things.